Well, he hated us. Us being me and the DiBianco brothers, Taylor and Tiago. Taylor was my age and was my companion on all my adventures, and Tiago, well, he used to be, but since he'd turned 12, he'd decided he was over all this kid stuff, to quote his exact words. Not that night, though. That night, he'd agreed to come along. And even if he'd act all special and never stop reminding us that he was basically a teenager now, I knew he was as excited as we were. I climbed out the window, and right as I was halfway down, I heard them both coming close and whispering to me from below. "Come on, Cammy, they're going to catch us," Taylor hissed. That made me more nervous. I'm coming," I replied, hurrying but trying not to kill myself in the process. My house was big, and my room was on the second floor, so high up, we'd had to tie three pieces of rope together to reach the ground. "Cam, get a move on," Tiago was talking this time. Tiago was the only person who could make me cry, who could get under my skin, and he was also the only person who called me Cam. A part of me had always wanted to show him I was as brave as he and his brother were, that I wasn't some dumb, pampered girl, even if I wore braids and the cutesy dresses my mom bought me. But it never mattered what I did. No matter how many bugs I caught, how far I spit, how many adventures I went on with them, Tiago always laughed at me and made me feel like a little kid. And that's why I hated it when he grabbed me around the waist and lowered me impatiently when I was a foot and a half off the ground. "You're not trying to back out, are you, princess?" he asked with that sly look his brother sometimes had too. There was a difference, though. When Taylor looked at me, it made me feel calm, like I could do anything. But when I felt Tiago's green eyes bearing down, I got nervous, wanting to impress him. "Don't call me that. I've always hated it," I responded, pulling away. He stretched out a hand and pulled on one of my pigtails. "If you're not a princess, why are you wearing your hair this way?" he said. He untied one of my ribbons. Thank God I had rubber bands in, too. "Give it back," I said. I was getting angry. He laughed and put it in his pocket. "Stop it, T. You're going to make her cry," Taylor said, grabbing my hand and tugging me toward him. I squeezed his hand tight, hating the tears that were threatening to flow from my eyes. I followed him, and we all started running. Tiago got serious, playing the older brother, when we reached the creek that separated our houses from our stingy neighbors. It was narrow, and the day before we'd set out a board to be able to cross it. Taylor hated water. He always had ever since he almost drowned, so Tiago crossed first to help us over. When he reached out to me and I refused his hand, I'm sure I could see his green eyes glimmer with stung pride. Soon, we were at Mr. Robin's house. It was so exciting. For a 10-year-old girl, it felt like the bravest thing I could do. Tiago crouched next to the small shattered window in the back. We had broken it playing ball, and Mr. Robin had never fixed it. Looking inside, we saw all the chocolates and candies, their bright-colored wrappers neatly stacked on bookshelves and cabinets around the room. It was the biggest treasure we'd ever seen. "Who's going in first?" Tiago asked, looking at me and trying not to smile. "You're the oldest. You should go," I said, trying to be serious. "Fine," he said, smiling at Taylor and then at me. "Anyway, we don't all need to go down. Two people is enough. One person should stay outside, and we'll pass them the merchandise." Merchandise? What a weird word. I would never have thought of it that way. It was candy. Taylor and I looked at each other, indecisive and scared. I was shivering, it was dark, and the wind was making the trees shake. I'd never have admitted it, but I was terrified of Mr. Robin, and that made me want to go inside where Tiago would protect me. I couldn't stand the thought of Mr. Robin coming out and catching me alone in his yard. Who knew what he was capable of?
"I'll go with you,"
I said before Taylor could say the same.
"Good. You stay outside then, Tay," Tiago said.
After removing the screen, Tiago carefully stuck his hand through the hole and unlocked the window. The click echoed throughout the house in the silence.
"Shh,"
I said, my eyes like saucers, my stomach in knots.
"He might catch us."
Tiago opened the window and stuck his head inside.
"We're up really high. I'm going to try to land on this table in here and help you down."
I nodded, anxious as he slid his legs inside and hopped down.
"Don't take too long,"
Taylor said, his blue eyes shining with fear. It was my turn. I squeezed my legs through the window, thinking there was no way I'd have done this if it weren't for Tiago. He had grown up that summer.